such an hour in your presence. We pray, Spirit of the Lord, that tonight you minister to us. May we be blessed by the preaching of your word, and may we be blessed by the release of the prophetic anointing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2 Kings chapter 5. I'm reading from verse number 1. It's a long passage of scripture, but I want to talk to you briefly tonight on what I've entitled, How to Connect to the Prophetic Anointing. There is one major thing that usually blocks people from receiving from the prophetic anointing. You can be around this anointing for a very long time, but not be blessed by it. But you want to tonight connect to this atmosphere so that you release that blessing. And so tonight I'm going to show you some, probably two things that can help you connect to that prophetic anointing. You see, as a prophetic vessel of the Lord, I am not an ordained prophet, but I am walking, having the mantle. But one of the things I need you to understand, over the past years, I've been doing this for a very long time. But one of the things I've come to realize is that anytime there is this prophetic atmosphere, it means that God wants to do something in the life of someone. It could be you, it could be me, but sometimes we don't know what it is and we don't know how it's going to happen. But almost all the time when we come around the prophetic atmosphere, all that God wants to do is to speak a word into your life that will turn things around, or that will shift things. So when you come around the prophetic atmosphere, you need to understand that the anointing here is not something you play with. The anointing here is very strong. It has the power to turn your life around. It has the power to break yokes. It has the power to change things. And tonight, my prayer is that before we end this session, whatever needs to be changed will be changed. Whatever needs to be turned around will be turned around. Whatever needs to be broken shall be broken. And whatever must be deposited in your life shall be done, in the mighty name of Jesus. In 2 Kings chapter number 5, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. And I want you to follow me carefully as I read, because God is going to speak to us in a very special way. I'm reading from the King James Version, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 downwards. It's a long passage, but listen to it very well. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife, and she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his lord and said, "Thus and thus the maid that is of the land of Israel." Then thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and stood with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold. Look at the money he released. 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have herewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." And it was so, When Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the rivers, all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servant came here and said to him, "Sir, my father, if the prophet had told thee some great thing, would thou not have done it? How much rather than when he said to thee, 'Wash and be clean'?" Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Beloved in the Lord, how to connect to the prophetic anointing. Many years ago, there was a man called Naaman. According to scripture, Naaman was a military man. Naaman was a captain of the armies of the king of Syria. He was a great man and he was an honorable man, but he had leprosy. So there are people who are very honorable, but they have some dishonorable things hidden in their lives. So there are people who are very beautiful, but they have some ugly things behind their sleeves. There are men that are very handsome, but they have some strange things that are fighting them. Tonight, I don't know what is after you, but it could be that you are born again, but you still have some things that are fighting you. It could be that you are delivered from sin and you are saved, but it could be that there are things that are still stopping you from reaching where you are supposed to reach. So Naaman was honorable, but he was a leper. Now, when he decided, the Bible said that he had gone to war some time ago and they had brought some captives to Syria. Now, among the captives, there was this handmaid or a maid servant who was attending to the wife of Naaman. And she said unto her mistress that, "If my master Naaman was in Israel, there is a prophet who would have prayed for him and recovered him of his leprosy." So they went to tell Naaman, and Naaman felt this is a good news. So Naaman went to see the king of Syria, and the king of Syria gave, and together with Naaman, they carried 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment or garment. And they went to the king of Israel. You see, little did they know in their mind, you see, that they thought that once they enter into Israel and see the king will bring deliverance and healing or recovery to Naaman. So by the time they went to Israel and they met the king said, "Sir, everybody has his office. There are people who are called to the office of politics. There are men that are called to the office of catering. There are men that are called to the office of business. There are men that are called to the office of the prophet. As for this one, it is not my office. Why have you brought this case to me? Do you want to quarrel with me? Are you trying to look for problem for me?" So the king had to rent his garment because this was something that was against his wish. And he felt that it was only God who could do it. Tonight, I don't know whether somebody is here and has an issue that they think that a certain king can do it. I want you to know that nobody can help you except God. I want you to know that no man can bring solution to that problem except God does it. And tonight, I don't want you to focus
on that uncle. I don't want you to trust in that embassy. I don't want you to trust in that lawyer. I don't want you to trust in that businessman. I don't want you to trust in that father or mother of yours. I want you to put your trust in God, because the God we serve is a miracle working God. And what men cannot do, he is the God that specializes in those things. And tonight, it's by the time we are done, God is going to release somebody's testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. So the whole thing went viral. It went viral that the king had torn his garment into two. All because somebody had brought a very complicated case to him and he couldn't handle it. But I remember that in the midst of all this viral commotion, there was another man in the land, and the name of the land was Elisha. And the Bible said it came to pass that Elisha heard that the king had rent his clothes, that he sent a message to the king and said, "Sir, why have you torn your clothes into two? I want you to come unto me. Let Naaman come to me. Let the case come to me. Let the man come now. And when he comes, he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." Because prophets are not sanctioned by themselves. Prophets are not called by themselves. Prophets are not ordained and appointed by themselves. They are ordained and appointed and anointed by a supernatural being. And the God of heaven, the God of Israel, is the one that calls men and anoints them with the prophetic anointing. And any times you come around the prophetic anointing, something strange happens. Tonight is not about Elisha, it's about Jesus. And I want you to know that once you have come under this atmosphere, once you have come under this canopy of the prophetic, something about you is about to change. Something about you is about to be transformed. And the Bible said Elisha decided to tell his servant that, "Go and meet Naaman at the door." Naaman was a big man. Naaman was a big man. Ordinarily, if I was Naaman, I would have behaved the same. But Elisha did not come out of his room to meet Naaman even at the door. Elisha rather sent a messenger and said, "Go outside and meet Naaman. And tell Naaman that he should go to this river Jordan. This river Jordan that is there, go and tell him that Naaman should go and bath in the river 7 good times and he will be healed." That was all. That was all the message. Now Naaman became offended. So when you read verse 11 of the same scripture, the Bible said Naaman went away angry. The man was wroth. The man was turned up and he was grumbling. And the man said, "This guy does not respect. Do you know who I am? Do you know my position in the military? Do you know the letter that was given to me? Do you know who signed the letter? Do you know who I am and where I come from? Even in my country, I don't know better rivers than this water Jordan you are talking to me about. Why is it that the man did not even come out of his room to come and meet me? Why is it that he did not even come? And at least I was thinking that when he comes out, he will call on the name of his Lord God so that something will happen. And then there will be some strange miracles. I thought that when he comes, he will strike his hand over where the leprosy is, and so that I'll be healed. He didn't do any of these things." So the guy became offended. When you come around the prophetic, you are likely to be offended. When you come around such meetings, you are likely to be offended. There are many people who thought that they are big men. You see, when you come before God, you must drop your crown. When you come before God, you must drop your title. The reason many people cannot connect to the prophetic anointing is that they come before God with pride. They behave as if they are the most important people in the meeting. They behave as if they are the most important people that must be attended to. As for that thing, you cannot bring it before God. When you come before God, it doesn't matter your title. You must drop it. So if I want to show you how to connect to the prophetic anointing, the first thing is that when you come before the prophetic anointing, you must come with humility. Humility is dropping your title, dropping your crown, dropping your accolades, dropping your position, dropping your background, dropping who you are. We know you are connected to the president. We know you have money. We know you are rich. We know you have business, but drop it. When you come before God, come with humility. The guy said he was angry and offended. Meanwhile, he had been given a supernatural direction and he was offended. He wanted the man of God to come out and he was offended. I remember there was a time I met a certain brother. This brother has been here praying and we are trusting God for a certain miracle to happen. The guy has become offended and he has stopped coming to pray with us. I'm telling you, I am shocked. The guy has stopped coming to pray with us and he is offended because we gave him a prophetic direction. I've come to understand that not everybody that comes around is ready actually to receive. Among all the people here, not everybody who has joined this Zoom link is actually ready to receive. Some have come to listen. Some have come to just watch what is around and go and report. Some have also come here to receive from God. So why are you here? Why are you here? Some have come here with all this cock on some mouth. Why are you here? There are people that come before God, but they are not ready to receive. So sometimes I become so amazed when we come for meetings like this and they say, unmute your microphone. If your environment is not compromised, I don't know why you don't want to unmute. Sometimes the man of God will say, pray, let's pray. And he's still the only one praying. And I'm shocked. Sometimes we'll tell you that join the meeting at 8 and somebody will join the meeting at 9 o'clock. The person is not serious. You are not serious to receive. You are not serious. We tell you that do this, do that, pray fast. You don't do it. You want to do what you think is right. When you come before God with such attitude, you will never receive anything. And that is the truth. That is the truth. Naaman said, are there not better rivers where I come from? This guy is not correct. So he just turned around and decided to go back. But once he was on his way, then the servant said, ah, sir, why are you angry? If the prophet had told you to do some big thing, wouldn't you have done it? He's just giving you a simple instruction that just go and bathe in this river 7 times and you don't want to do it. So sometimes, because we are not able to receive from the prophetic anointing because we come with so much pride. We come with so much pride. We are too familiar. Familiarity is killing us. Familiarity is destroying our access. It's destroying our connection. Because you are too proud, you are not receiving. Tonight, I don't know who you are, but I have dropped my title. I have come before God and I have dropped everything I came with. Tonight, I want you to also drop something. What are you going to drop? I want you to drop something tonight. Drop your title. Drop the fact that you are a married man, you are a married woman. Drop it. Drop the fact that you are older than me. How many people are not older than Akufo-Addo? How many people are not older than John Mahama? How many people are not older than whoever? But are not older than the presidents of other nations. So you can't say that because I'm older than you, get down from your chair and let me rule the land. When God calls a man into an office, he gives him a certain grace and authority to operate. Tonight, I want you to drop them. Drop them. Drop them. The second thing to do to connect is that when the guy decided to drop his pride, now, he decided to do what he was asked to do. Tonight, all you want is a word. Are you ready to do what God will ask you to do? Are you ready? My question to you again. After you have dropped the things, are you ready to do what God wants you to do? Tonight, I want you to prepare yourself. You see, after being a student of the prophetic for some time, I've come to realize that as the person being used to minister in the prophetic,
It's not everything God has showed already. There are some of the things, whilst you are speaking or talking to people about it, then they start unfolding. And sometimes the way you behave in the meeting is what activates the anointing to also come upon you. So there are people, when we are clapping, they will not clap. When we are shouting, they will not shout. When we are on meeting to pray, they will not pray. They are just doing, in fact, some have connected, but they are busy about doing many, many things. One of the things that can help you to soak and tap is to do what God asks you to do. Tonight, the prophetic anointing is in this place. And in the next 30 minutes, we are going to zoom into strange dimension. I don't know whether you are ready. Saturdays are for the prophetic. And tonight, God is going to do something. By the time the man did what was instructed him, and he came out of the Jordan, he had received his miracle. He came into the Jordan with his leprosy. He came out of the Jordan with a miracle, with a testimony. He entered into Jordan with an obstacle. He came out of the Jordan with a miracle. He entered into the Jordan with an obstacle and came out of the Jordan with a miracle. He entered into the Jordan with a leprosy, but came out of the Jordan with a testimony. Tonight, you have entered into this platform, this Zoom meeting, with a burden, with an obstacle. You will come out of this meeting with a miracle. You have entered into this meeting with some strange issues, but you will leave this place with some breakthroughs. You have entered into this meeting with tears of pain. You will leave this meeting with tears of joy. Are you ready for what God is about to do? Are you ready? By the time the guy was leaving, he said, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. By the time you are done, you will also testify that now I know that there is no God anywhere, but there is a God in this place. Tonight, I want you to pray about one thing you want God to do for you. Just one thing. I want you to lift up your voice right now and begin to pray. You're about to move into another dimension. Trust to the Lord for a strong prophetic atmosphere.
Mary Santin, Wakua Tirini, na ye wa wa mere santi
Can I prophesy to somebody, my God? Ekuya Asantua, can I prophesy to you? When I mention your name, you said one of the things is that when we are prophesying to you, try as much as possible to be responsive. The more you are responsive, the more you are activating the anointing of the now to flow, because there is what we call the spirit of prophecy. It comes upon you and then you prophesy. So as you are responding to it, it makes the oil flow. You understand me? So when we call on you with all humility, try to respond, try to be responsive, and let's see what God will do. It's a queer Asantua in this place. I'm mentioning the names on the platform. It's a queer Asantua in this place. If she's not here, I just move on to the next person. It's a queer Asantua here. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, please, Papa.
Please,
can you
hear me? Please, Papa. Yes.
Okay, so if you can hear me, that's good.
Yes, Papa.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God. Balada Daba Shanda Daba Kovada Deshkitali Adam Shika. Ibada Daba. Mrs. Nyama, please, how are you doing?
I'm fine, oh, Baba.
We bless God. I hope the noise at the background is not too noisy for you. Can you hear me very well? Are you able to hear me? I want to be sure before I move on.
Yes, please, you can hear me.
About Mrs. Nyama. Oh, she has dropped.
We can hear you.
Sound is not
fine. Mrs. Nyama, hey, today, okay, let me speak to another person.
Please, I'm here.
All right. So I want you to stay on. Let me be done before you hang up, okay? All right. So the Lord is with you. 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 I am seeing that God is about to usher you into a strange atmosphere of prayer. There is a burden that God is about to place on your heart for intercession. For I will see in the realm of the spirit, the Lord has taken me to the month of October. And I'm seeing that there is somebody born in the month of October. Born in the month of October. And I'm hearing the Lord say that he is about. That is what?
My sister.
Yes, the Lord said he is about to do something for someone born in the month of October. For the Lord opened my eyes and I saw myself walking into the month. And now when we entered the month, I saw that there was a woman who was standing even in the place. And I saw that there was this heavy parcel that was supposed to be handed over to her.
But I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit that as the process was ongoing, some way, somehow, the parcel did not land into her hand. And the Lord said, I shall announce to you that tell her whatever that was supposed to come into her hand in the month of October, which she didn't receive, I'm hearing the Lord will say that it is going to be restored. And that for whatever she has lost, the Lord said that there will be a double restoration. In the name of Jesus, there will be a double restoration. And the Lord also said, I should tell you that even right now, I am seeing in the realm of the spirit that the Lord has taken me to the month of April. The month of April. Oh, even I've moved to the month of May. I've moved to the month of May. And the Lord said that there is another person that was born in the month of May. And the Lord said that he is about to transform and even do some things for somebody born in the month of May. And the Lord said that I shall announce to you that your family has been marked for divine visitation. For there has been a season where you have prayed and you have trusted the Lord to do some things. And the Lord said that I should tell you that all these things and the prayers you have prayed are not wasted prayers, for they have all come before him. And the Lord said I should tell you that you have given up because there is a particular answer you are trusting the Lord to do. In fact, right now I'm seeing a document before me. And I'm seeing a document that is supposed to be handed over to you. And I'm seeing that there has been a delay in the atmosphere. And the Lord said that whatever has delayed in your life, there shall be a restoration. For I see the visitation of the Lord coming to your family, coming to your life, and coming to every person in the family. The Lord said that the time is now. For 2023 will end in a good way for your family. For whatever you have not heard in the sense of a good news, the Lord said the time is now. Get ready for that restoration. Get ready for that visitation of the Lord. Get ready, for the Lord is here and the Lord has marked your family for this visitation. This is the word of the Lord unto you, my God.
I receive it. Amen.
It is done. It is done. Amen. It is done. Amen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Do you know anyone connected to the month of May? My God.
May.
I'm asking Mrs. Emma, if there's anyone connected to the month of May.
It's one of my cousins.
All right. The Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You are blessed. You are blessed, Mrs. Nyama. You are blessed. Amen. Can I speak to you, Frederick? Frederick.
Papa, please, I can hear you. I'm here.
You can hear me, right. The Lord is ministering to me right
now.
Yes,
please, Papa.
I have seen in the realm of the spirit that I've entered into a certain zone. A certain zone. A certain zone. And I am seeing someone by the name Derek. I'm seeing someone by the name Derek. Okay. And the Lord said that we should pray for Derek. For there is something that is coming. I'm seeing myself in Tema. I'm seeing myself in Tema. The Lord is about to do something for Derek. Derek is going to be delivered because of your prayer. I don't know why I'm seeing Tema.
Praise God.
I don't know why I'm seeing Tema.
He's into aluminium products. Like, he has a big company into that thing. So they source most of their stuff from that place. And the brother was working there.
Because I'm seeing he is around Tema area. And I'm seeing
he has one day decided to go and do some things, to check up on something he had stopped doing around that place. It's like somebody will suddenly call him and the person will say that, let's talk about this deal. And I'm seeing that he has gone around the area. And I'm seeing that unfortunately one day something happened strangely. I'm seeing a force that said, I will not allow Derek to survive. And I will not allow him to see my glory, the glory of the Lord. So I saw the force came out of the sea. And I saw the force was hanging around Tema area. And I'm seeing the force caused an accident to happen around that area. And it affected Derek. And I'm seeing that you have even posted on your WhatsApp status. And you are saying that, oh, what happened to Derek? Oh, what happened to Derek? And you are even talking about it. And the Lord said, that tell Fred that his prayer shall deliver Derek. His prayer shall deliver Derek. I'm seeing the Lord has even sent an angel to go ahead of him. And the Lord said that there is this package that must even come unto him. And this package will be sanitized. And this package, the Lord will go ahead of him and sanctify the whole package and sanctify the process. And I'm seeing that out of this, he shall live. And I'm seeing that his family, I don't know whether he's married, but I'm seeing the Lord is going to do something for him. And it will affect every member of his family. And I'm seeing so much glory. It's a glorious parcel which God is releasing for him. And even you yourself, I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit that God is going to bless someone. God is going to bless. I hear a word like ohene, ohene. I hear a word like ohene, ohene, ohene. And the Lord said that there is a certain glorious upliftment that is coming to somebody, even in your family. And that I should announce this word to go ahead of you. So that nobody will tamper with this glorious upliftment. And the Lord said, I shall announce to you that it is time for you to enjoy divine promotion that will even be so evident that people around you will begin to testify the goodness of the Lord even around you.
My God. God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Praise God.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And even right now, the Lord, as I was ministering to you, I have been moved to the Volta region. The Volta region.
Okay.
And I'm seeing God is going to take you around that area. And I'm seeing God is going to bless you. And I'm seeing some strange supplies come from that dimension.
The Lord
said that you are blessed.
Amen.
It is upliftment and it is promotion. Say the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have you heard the word ohene around you before?
Okay. The one after me is named after a chief. That's Eugene.
Eugene.
He's named after a chief. Yeah.
Ohene. Wow. Yes. The Lord said, I should tell you, upliftment is now. Upliftment is now.
Yes,
upliftment is now. See the Spirit of the Lord. Oh my God. I pray for you. May the Lord release that unction. And everyone tonight here under the sound of my voice, let the same unction also come upon you. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank Amen. 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 Father, let your word be done. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. I am still looking for Equia Santua. Is she here? Let me speak to someone else.
Yes, please. Come in.
Oh, where did you go? We were looking for you. How are you doing, please? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. The Lord is ministering to me. I want you to... The Lord said I should pray for you. Should I go ahead?
Yes, please.
Are you sleeping or something? Are you asleep or were you sleeping?
No.
Okay.
No, please.
I want to hear your response.
I hear you.
All right. I want to hear your response.
Hello.
With some energy. Do you understand me?
Yes, please, Papa.
Yes. The Lord is ministering to me right now.
Okay.
I'm seeing that God, the Lord said I should pray for you. The Lord said I should pray for you. So that some things that must come will come. Is your husband on this platform?
Yes, please. But he's not in this meeting.
I mean, yes, he's not in the meeting. Okay, that is fine.
Yes.
I am seen in the realm of the spirit. And whatever I tell you, if it is so, just confirm. I've said again that the more you respond, the more the thing comes. I'm seeing the Lord is going to do something for you. But the Lord said we should deal with the source so that the miracle will come. Are you with me?
Yes,
so
Papa, please, I'm here.
Yeah. I will see God is going to do something for somebody. I'm seeing someone around your husband. It looks like a working colleague or a friend, I don't know, by the name Albert. Albert.
Albert.
Yes, that is the name. The Lord is going to do something for him. That is why I wanted, if your husband is here, I want to talk to him directly. But the Lord is going to do something for somebody called Albert around your husband. For I started counting, and I started counting, and I realized that the Lord has spoken my spirit even to the month of February. And the Lord said that Albert will receive the touch of the Lord. For Albert will rise again. Albert will rise again. Albert will rise again. The Lord has opened my eyes again, again, and again. And I'm seeing somebody around your husband by the name Emmanuel. By the name Emmanuel. By the name Emmanuel. By the name Emmanuel.
Papa, Emmanuel is his young brother.
Emmanuel is the younger brother.
Yes, please.
And the Lord, I've also heard the Lord has taken me to a place called Kenyasi. 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 For there is something in Kenyasi that we must go and pick and bring it to Emmanuel. Please, what do you have to do with Kenyasi?
Well, at least that's where my husband comes from.
So that's where Emmanuel comes from?
Yes, please.
Yes, I want you to respond so that the thing will come quickly. You see, there is something in Kenyasi that we must go and pick and bring it to Emmanuel. I'm seeing that the Lord has picked my spirit from where I am, and I see myself in a town they call Kenyasi. And when we entered the town, we traveled to a certain place, and it looked like a certain, like the outskirts of the town. And I'm seeing that we have gone to a certain tree, and I saw that there were things that have been buried even around the tree. That when we started digging out,
I saw parcels and treasures that were shining, and it looked like they were gold, golden pellets that were so many in some case, and it was in a certain bag and buried under the ground. And I saw that we had dug out the gold, and I saw that immediately we dig them out. The Lord said that tell your husband to tell Emmanuel that whatever wealth and dimension of financial breakthrough that has been buried somewhere in Kenya, the Lord said the time is now for him to recover whatever was buried. And the Lord said, I should even tell you that tell your husband to tell Emmanuel again that whatever and wherever he has fallen from when it comes to financial dimension, the Lord is going to lift you. He's going to become one of the people God is going to bless so much in the future. And it is in the near future, he will be blessed by the Lord financially. And the Lord said that whatever he is doing, he should continue to be diligent at it. For there is a blessing that the angel of the Lord has released from Kenya, even for him. And I'm saying that God is going to reward him. God is going to reward him. I don't know why I'm hearing music. I'm hearing music, music, music. It's like somebody singing. My God. I'm talking about the Emmanuel. I'm talking about Emmanuel. I'm hearing music. I'm hearing songs. My God. My God. My God. And the Lord said, I should tell you, oh Jesus, that next year, 2024, there will be a gathering in your house. And the gathering will be a gathering of thanksgiving. It will be a gathering of congratulations. It will be a gathering of a breakthrough. For I hear the sound of a baby in your house. But the Lord said, I should go to Kenya and release that baby. My God. The Lord said I should go to Kenya again and release that baby. I don't know how many siblings your brother has. Your husband has. How many siblings?
But I have 9 siblings.
9?
Plus 9, yeah.
Your husband has 8 siblings.
Yes, please.
I'm hearing the Lord say that your family will not lack children. For wherever your baby is, we release your baby to come now. We release your baby to come now. We release your baby to come now. In the name of Jesus. And now to everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb, whatever is holding on to your baby, tonight we stand upon this altar and we release that breakthrough and release that miracle in the name of Jesus. My God.
Amen.
My God. My God. It is happening now. It is happening now. It is happening now. It is happening now. In the name of Jesus. It is happening now. My sister. It is done.
No.
It is done. Who is Eunice?
Papa, Eunice is my elder sister.
The Lord said, tell Eunice that the door has been opened for her.
Amen.
Oh, the way you say amen, you are not happy, cry.
No, Papa, I'm happy. I'm overwhelmed.
I am seeing God is doing it for your sister as well.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. My God, I'm seeing God is doing something. The Lord said it is done. Because of time, let me move on to the next person. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Church, I want you to be sensitive. Something is happening right now. Oh, we have hit 100 already. If you drop out, it will be difficult for you to come back. My God, don't drop out. Don't drop out. Don't drop out. We have hit 100 already. My God. Who should I minister to again? Nana Joa, can I talk to you? Nana Joa, can I talk to you? Can hear me. All right. The Lord is ministering to me right now. My God. The Lord said, I should tell you, we should pray for you. For there is a strong visitation of the Lord that is going to solve a certain repetition. I don't know. I'm seeing that any strange premature death has been cancelled from your family.
Amen.
Who is Mercy? Mercy. Mercy. I'm still speaking to Nana Joa. Mercy.
Papa, I feel relieved for the mercy.
Did I hear you well? Did you say a friend?
Yeah, for friends, I have mercy. Uh-huh. But for family member, there is no one called Mercy.
Okay. So, the Lord is telling me right now that there is somebody by the name Mess that needs to be delivered. I'm seeing that somebody has... Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm seeing that somebody has passed on. And I'm seeing that the person had the name Mess, but the Lord said it shall not happen. It shall not happen. It shall not happen. So rejoice. The prophetic is not to instill fear. It's not supposed to project fear into anyone. It's redemptive in nature. I want you to know that whatever is supposed to happen to anyone by that name, the Lord has brought deliverance. The Lord has brought deliverance. For I will even see that mercy has come to you. And mercy, oh, thank you, Jesus. Mercy is inviting you for a funeral. And mercy is a friend. And do you know where the mother is?
Mercy's mother, no, she's no more. She's no more, but the father married a different woman.
Wow. Wow. The Lord wants to stop a certain repetition. Do you understand me?
Yes, Papa.
You know, when I started speaking, I talked about repetition.
Yes, Papa.
God wants to stop a certain repetition. I'm seeing that a certain something that happened wants to repeat. Yes. And it's like I'm seeing this friend who is also called Mercy has invited you for a funeral, and it was about her mother. And I'm seeing that you had gone for the funeral, and everybody's crying and everybody's sad. The Lord said, I should tell you, whatever happened to her mother will not be repeated. It will not be repeated.
For the hand of the Lord is going to visit the family.
Amen.
And there will be peace and there will be life. In the name of Jesus, there will be peace and there will be life. Oh, thank you, Lord. There will be peace and there will be life. Church, I want you to join me and pray for our dear sister and pray for the friend and the mother that the Lord will bring life. Lift up your voice and pray for the family. And as you are praying for the family, may the Lord also bring life to you and my family. Lift up your voice.
I venture the blood of Jesus with them and the exemption from death and even from condemnation in the name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My dear friend, Sister Nanadwa, catch a mercy, say whatever happened to the family will not repeat. Why? It will not repeat. You know something? I'm seeing that there was going to happen. It was going to happen on a certain day, like a 19th. I don't know which part, but I saw 19th. Then I saw 19th June. Then I saw, oh my God. Then I saw that on that 19th June, she had received the news that something had happened to the mom. Immediately she heard the news.
The 19th June, the mother-in-law died last year, 19th June.
Wow. What did he say? He said the mother-in-law died 19th June.
The mother-in-law, yes, died last year, 19th June.
Wow. 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 Because I saw 19 June. I saw 19. Then I saw 19 June. Then I saw that she had received a news. Then I saw that she received the news that the news about somebody dying. And the Lord said that whatever happened will not be repeated. Will not be repeated. The Lord said, it shall not be repeated. For as we were praying, and as prayer was lifted, I saw suddenly a certain demonic black cloth was moving in the spirit, in the air. Then I saw the cloth was supposed to locate the family. But immediately it was coming that I saw prayer was lifted for the family. And the prayer that was lifted for the family suddenly caught the cloth to catch fire. Then the Lord said that whatever happened shall not be repeated. But the deliverance of the Lord has even come to the family. Has come to the family. This is the word of the Lord. My God. Nanadwa, even you yourself, the Lord said I should tell you that your ears are going to hear good news.
Amen.
Your ears are going to hear good news.
Amen. I believe it.
My God. My God.
Receive it.
My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Oh, I am seeing a situation.
Oh, our brother Frank, I am full. God bless you. God bless you.
I am seeing a situation. And in this situation, I'm seeing that somebody is believing God for the fruit of the womb. And it's like you are lifting a prayer for the person.
This is my younger sister, the one after me.
The one after you. Because I see in the realm of the spirit that you are praying for somebody around you who needs the fruit of the womb. Then I saw that as you were praying, suddenly the Lord opened my eyes. Then I entered into your family. Then I heard the Lord say that tell Nanajua that there will be a good news for whoever she's praying for, that the Lord should give the fruit of the womb. And the Lord said, I should tell you, that the year 2024, God will not go to an end without her receiving this miracle.
Amen. Amen.
Without her receiving this miracle. I'm Amen. Seeing the number three written on the head of your sister, the number three. I don't know how many are in the family, or I don't know whether I don't know what she's expecting, but I see three on her forehead.
She's
the last born.
Yes.
Wow. My God. I'm seeing the number three. How many are you in the family?
We are 10. She's the last born.
Wow. God is going to do it.
Amen.
God is going to do it. And Amen. She will come back with a testimony. And the Lord said there will be joy and there will be happiness and there will be a lot of congratulations in the family. For the Lord is about to do this thing you have prayed, and tears are going to be wiped off your face, and the hand of the Lord is going to do it. This is the word of the Lord. My God.
God bless you, Papa. God bless you so much.
My God. I love the prophetic. Oh my God. Are you with me, somebody?
Yes, I'm with you.
Papa.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hello, come close me.
My, I have a team who are going to pray at 9:30. So let's see what God will do. Maybe let's pray. Let's. I want you to pray, beloved. I want us to pray for this. Pray for this. Let's pray for this sister of ours who just received the prophetic word. And as you are praying for this sister, God is going to do something you also are praying about. Lift your voice and pray for her right now. Pray for her and pray for the sister who is the fruit of the womb. God of this house, pray right now. Jesus' mighty name. Father, we call it done. Declare that this miracle is settled.
Amen.
Declare that this miracle is settled.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I don't know. I'm just hearing a funny name. I'm hearing a name. Is there anybody who has something to do with Michael Essien in this place? Whether it's the same hometown or something like that. Is there anybody like that? Anyone like that?
Sir, I have a friend called Asian, but not Michael.
Yes. Okay. I'm talking about Michael Asian, who was the footballer, or who is the footballer.
Okay.
Anyone here connected to him? Or anyone that has the same family, how do you call it? Hometown or something like that. Please come again. Okay, so since there's nobody like that, I am seeing in the realm of the spirit, God is about to do something for somebody who is connected to. I'm still hearing it in my ears. Sometimes people have joined the meeting, but they are not here.
Papa, my family name is Isiano, but I don't know whether we are connected to him.
To him? Okay, do you know the central region?
No, I am from Western region, but my husband is from Central region.
Okay. Because I am hearing that someone here who comes from, who has stayed or who has, it's like I'm seeing a community and somebody has something to do with where that guy used to and that guy came from. It's like the hometown of the guy, kind of. And the Lord is raising somebody on this platform who will rise and be one of the people that Ghanaians will talk about. I'm seeing the door to Chelsea has been opened for somebody.
Amen.
I don't know who the person is. Oh, is there any footballer here?
Okay, Papa.
Yes, two people are talking. Let me hear from you, Ray.
Okay, so
can you move from your set? There is a set playing and it is noisy. Okay.
But is it okay? Okay.
Yes, it's okay.
So, Papa, I think last 2 months I went for a program and someone introduced me to Asian's mate, a senior. He used to play with Asian. They all played professionally together. It was called Atiku. So immediately the person introduced me to him, was asking about my football stars. Like, we were talking about football and everything. And he made mention of speaking with Asian a day before. I think that day they were playing a charity match at Stamford Bridge in UK. So he was communicating with Asian on that day. So he was asking for my details and everything. He told me he'll get back to me.
My God.
From,
my God.
I think it was on a Sunday. So I haven't heard from him. Then it was
my God. My brother, you are the one I'm talking about. You see, the prophetic, some of us, that one thing we all need to understand is that we see in parts. But once there is a confirmation, the seer dimension is such that whatever we are seeing, the things I'm seeing are so many. So once I see and someone confirms that, then I connect whatever I'm seeing to whatever you are saying. You understand me? You see, because I was as we were praying, the Lord opened my eyes. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord said that I should tell you that your head is about to be lifted.
Amen.
Your amen is not strong, cry.
Amen. Amen.
Your head is about to be lifted. Because
amen.
I saw that a footballer was tying the lace of the shoe. Then the head was bowed down for a long time. Then I asked the angel of the Lord, what is the meaning of this? And he said, this guy has been waiting
to be lifted, but the head has been bowed down and has been in this mode for a long time. He has been praying and trusting that the door shall be open, but I have brought an angel even to his life. And the angel is supposed to lift the head. And the Lord said, just like he lifted men like Asian.
Oh, God.
Just like he lifted men like Asian. And so that they became the fun and the passion and interest of Ghanaians, God is going to cause you to be connected to Michael Asian. Then I'm seeing the Lord open the door. The Lord said, the time is now. Amen. The time is now. For you are about to be introduced to a man, and the man will introduce you to someone that played in my place and that plays for Chelsea. Then I'm seeing that out of this conversation, the Lord is about to release you, and your head, which has been bowed down for a long time, shall be lifted.
Amen.
Oh my God,
Amen.
It is your season of glory, it is your season of manifestation, and
Amen.
2024, the word we hear about you. And I pray for you tonight that in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, whatever has been fighting you all this year, tonight, by the public anointing in this place, we crush the power. We crush the power. We crush the power. And we declare your head. It's lifted up. Your head is lifted up. Your head is lifted up. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
My God. My God. Wow. I love the prophetic. I love the prophetic. My God. Ah. Huh. It is happening. No, it is happening. It is happening.
Amen.
It's happening.
Amen.
My brother, are you excited about what God is going to do?
Yes, please, Papa. Very, very excited.
Ooh. You have to remember me.
Me too, Ben.
All of us.
Hey, who are those saying me too, me too? Share.
Me. All of us.
Hey. Me, I'm talking my matter. You are all bringing your mouth.
Hey. He's our friend. He's our friend.
Hey, okay.
Remember healing.
Papa,
my brother, remember me.
Papa.
You have to remember me. Because, Papa. Yes, sir.
So, I also claim it for my brother, who is Georges, and he's also into football. And he's also looking for somebody to help him enter the professional field.
Oh, I declare in the name of Jesus, because of your faith, and because you have claimed it for your brother, let it be so. That same door shall also open for your brother George.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We decree and declare that
Amen.
May God that answers by fire begin to answer your brother's prayer in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
The door is open in
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name. It is done.
Amen.
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 Done. It is done.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Wow. So, my brother, I will give you one prophetic direction. Let me hear later on, maybe tonight or tomorrow, let's get talking. I will tell you something you must do so that this thing will be very glorious. It is done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lava Shada. Araba Lava Shada. Before we close, I want you to pray. Maybe I didn't mention your name. Maybe I didn't call your kids. But once you are under this anointing, I hope you have not forgotten that when Naaman came to Elisha, Elisha did not even meet him physically.
He just came to the door. But because he had come around that anointing, something miraculous happened to him. I want you to pray. Tell God that, God, because I've come into this prophetic atmosphere and this anointing, give me a miracle. I am leaving this anointing. You see, I don't know what you are trusting God for, but you see, somebody will hold Jesus's garment and say, let the bleeding stop. Somebody will hold Jesus's garment and say, let the financial breakthrough come. I want you to, everybody here, I want you to open your mouth and say, God, under this anointing, this is what I am believing you for. Let there be a breakthrough. This is the prayer we are praying for the next 3 minutes. And I want you to unmute your microphone. Join me in prayer. Let's pray that God, under this anointing, let my career happen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, the Lord said I should tell you your prayers are answered.
Amen.
Your prayers are answered.
Amen.
Oh, amen. I know you didn't cry.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
So, I have a good news for the house. You see, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. May the Lord favor you. May everything you do be blessed. May the Lord increase your oil. And may He make doors open for you. I decree and declare that as you prepare into next week, God will direct you. You will not lose your place. May the Lord who lifts men lift you up. And may the glory of God be seen in your life. Tonight, may the Lord reveal Himself to you and I as we sleep. And by the time we wake up tomorrow morning, may we wake up with a renewed strength and renewed power. May you be anointed in Jesus' mighty name. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
Your word says
Because